Welcome to the VK7 Amateur Radio News for the 4th of November 2018. This broadcast is brought to you by VK7WI and is read today by Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. This broadcast utilises repeaters around VK7 and the following HF rebroadcast stations. On 3670 megs by Gary, VK7JGD. On 7140 megs by Ross, VK7ALH. On 14130 megs by yours truly, Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo. On 28.525 MHz by Tony, VK7VKT. On 438.525 MHz, VK7RCR DMR. On channel 3809, VK7 News only from 09.30 until 10 o'clock by Clayton, VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday night at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. We could do with two or three volunteers for HF relays on Sundays. If you're set up for digital modes, then you're set up for a broadcast. Please think about helping out. A reminder that the DMR broadcast has moved to 3809 VK7RCR and VK-wide on TG8 on VK7RAD. Thanks, Clayton. Records news. A new 3 cm EME world record, ZL/VK7MO to G3WDG and Mini D Expedition to ZL. On the 25th of October 2018, VK7MO, operating portable in New Zealand, worked G3WDG portable to extend the existing 3 cm EME world record between WA3LBI and VK7MO by some 156 kilometres to around 19,107 kilometres. The exact distance is still to be confirmed. Key issues are absorption and absorption noise combined with ground noise, which can increase losses significantly at 10 gigs at the low elevations that are necessary to achieve such long distances. The gain, to gain an adequate window, both stations operated portable with takeoffs over the sea. In the case of VK7MO, it was necessary to fly to New Zealand and develop a flyable dish for the exercise. Within New Zealand, operations were supported by Roger, ZL3RC, and Dave, ZL3FJ. In the UK, it was a combined operation between Charlie, G3WDG, and Petra, G4KGC. In addition to the world record, grid locators were activated at RE66, RE57, and RE46, and the following stations completed contacts at one or more grid locators: W5LUA, UR5LX, OK1KIR, HB9Q, VK3NX, EA3HMJ, UN6PD, and OK1CA. A number of those, QSOs resulted in new national records. A 10 GHz EME demonstration was held in Christchurch, New Zealand, with W5LUA, who completed QSOs with ZL3RC, ZL3OY, ZL3NW, ZL3TCM, ZL3MH, ZL3OF, and ZL2IC. And that's 73 from Rex, VK7MO. And congratulations, Rex and the team. What a fantastic effort. Event news, Myina update. 2 weeks until the VK7 Hamfest in Myina, Tasmania's largest amateur radio event on the calendar, held on Saturday the 17th of November at the Myina Community Hall from 9:30 a.m. until 3 p.m. It's being hosted by Danny, VK7FERQ, for the first time, and this event will still be familiar to those of you who have been to past events, with the introduction of a couple of information sessions. There will still be plenty of opportunities to catch up with your mates and spend some money at the trade tables. Don't forget your raffle ticket. Lady Luck may see you walking away with a fabulous prize. Danny will confirm final stall holders by close of business on Monday the 5th of November. If you wanted to hold a stall and you haven't heard from Danny by this time, please pop her a message. Volunteers for the barbecue and the front door are still required. Thank you to everyone who has put their hand up so far. Your contributions are greatly appreciated. to let Danny know if you're able to give some help, some time to help the event run smoothly, please email her. And the address is vk7freq@gmail.com. Danny will confirm the volunteer roster by close of business on Friday the 9th of November. That's Saturday the 17th of November at the Myina Community Hall for the VK7 Hamfest. We'll see you there. And that's 73 from Danny, VK7FREQ. Broadcast news, RAOTC broadcast for November. As mentioned in the WIA National News, this month's broadcast from the Radio Amateurs Old Timers Club of Australia goes to air on Monday, November the 5th. This month, there is another article in the series highlighting people who made significant contributions to science. The first is Archimedes of Syracuse. Perhaps best known for what has been called Archimedes' principle of fluid displacement, he also invented the pump known as the Archimedes screw, which is still used in some places today. His use of abstract concepts led to describing the relationship between spheres and cylinders. His so-called lever law was a forerunner of Newton's second law of motion. The second topic deals with the several types of hearing problems, historic attempts at coping with them, and finally the properties of modern digital hearing aids. This will go to air at 7:30 p.m. on Monday, November the 5th. There will be callbacks to follow, so please check in if you're able. And that's 73 from Peter, VK7PD. And now on to general news and 6 and 2 meter whisper beacons. Summer is nearly upon us, and you know what that means? DX. Yes, VHF and above DX. We're on the lookout for any VK stations who are able to set up a whisper station on 2 metres, or perhaps even 6 metres. You probably already have most of the equipment already at home. Whisper is being used as a means of predicting when propagation conditions are sufficient enough for SSB voice contacts on 2 metres. We have a number of mainlanders stations who are active on Whisper and are looking at breaking some long-standing VHF, UHF, DX records. Obviously, a Yagi is preferred, but even a vertical, especially on 6 metres, should work well during E openings. We'd love to hear from anyone who is willing to get involved, or if you'd like more information, please do not hesitate to contact us via email, and the address is HaydenPH91, that's HaydenPH and the figures 91, @gmail.com. And this comes with 73 from Hayden, VK7HH, and Lee, VK2, Kilo Romeo Romeo. QSL news and the VK7 QSL update. This week's email version of the broadcast has a list of all QSL cards held by the VK7 Inwards Bureau received from WIA as at the 2nd of November 2018. Some calls only have one card, some have many. If your call sign is listed, please contact Herman to advise whether you want the cards or not. You can email him at the vk7bureau@wia.org.au. Apart from those with whom Herman has a standing arrangement re the delivery of cards, he has received 3 responses to date indicating whether cards are wanted or not. Any cards held after the Myina Hamfest, for which no delivery arrangements have been made, will be destroyed. If you want cards mailed regularly as they arrive, please send Herman some postage stamps to cover costs. While Herman does deliver cards on an opportunity basis, if you want him to mail them, it will be at your cost. WIA members are entitled to have 1 free mail out per year. Mail out arrangements for those who have contacted me will continue. And Herman says that he looks forward to hearing from you. And that is 73 from Herman, VK7HW, the manager of the WIA VK7's Inwards QSL Bureau. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And now news from the Northwest, and from the Northwest Tasmanian Radio and TV Group, General Club Meeting. The next general meeting of the club is scheduled for Saturday, the 1st of December 2018. Members and visitors should note that the new venue for the club meetings is the Leven District Scout Headquarters, and that's at 73 Alexander Road, Ulverston, at the northern end of Alexander Road and not far from the beach. A Google map with directions to the location can be found on the club website. It is anticipated that Kevin VK7HKN from the north will be our guest speaker for this meeting, bringing some of his loop antennas to show and instructing those present on the finer points of construction of the same. This promises to be a very informative session and is timely, as the club has recently been looking at construction of loop antennas as a possible antenna building day. As usual, an open invitation is extended to all members and friends to attend. And that's 73 from Tony, VK7 Alpha X-Ray. A JOTA report for Burnie. JOTA at the Burnie Scout Hall this year was a great success. It was held for the whole Helier district and also the Burnie guides. We had computers as well for the JOTI component, with guides and scouts making instant contacts all over the world. We set up PCs on the Thursday night beforehand, arrived at the hall at 9 a.m. on the Saturday to start setting up. Dave, Matt and Aaron set up antennas and rigs while myself and Kirsty set up inside. By 10 a.m. we were ready to roll, with guides arriving about 10:45. We made plenty of local contacts during the morning, and as the day progressed, we used IRLP and Echolink to make contacts globally. The kids got right into it, and some were a bit mic shy. HF was okay with some mainland contacts, but wasn't brilliant. Thanks to Dave, VK7DC, Matt, VK7ML, Kirsty, VK7FKKK, and Aaron, VK7AGR. And also thanks to Aaron and Tasmanet for the donation of the internet. And that's cheers from Lucas, VK7LSB. Moving along the coast a bit, and news from the north, SOTA and WWFF Parks and Reserves Group. The meeting times are from 10:30 a.m. on Mondays and Fridays at the Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street, Launceston. For more details, contact Al, and you can reach him on his mobile on 0417 354 410. And that's 73 from Al, VK7 Alpha November. Northern Tasmanian Amateur Radio Club Incorporated. We begin this week by wishing member Kevin, VK7HKN, a speedy recovery. Kevin had a stint in hospital this week due to an adverse medication reaction. All the best, Kevin, and we're sure that XYL Lynn, VK7FROG, is taking good care of you. We look forward to catching up with you when you are fully recovered and you can recount your experiences. Repeater news. I understand that our Northern Repeater Officer, Tony, VK7YBG, is planning a trip to Mount Arthur on Wednesday the 7th of November. We'll give you a full update in next week's news. In the meantime, though, we would like to welcome a new member to the repeater crew, Andrew, VK7DW. It is great to have some more young legs to assist the team. Andrew becomes our second Northern Assistant Repeater Officer, joining our other Assistant Repeater Officer, Paul, VK7KPA. There's still work to be done on Mount Arthur, and of course NTARC's other repeater sites in the north also demand periodic attention. So it's very pleasing to have further young blood becoming familiar with our sites and learning the trade, so to speak. It augurs well for our ability to keep these facilities on air in the years ahead. Wednesday technical session. It is now over to President Idris to let us all know what transpired at last Wednesday evening's technical get-together at the Rochelle Club Rooms. It was another packed program at our technical session tonight, says Idris. Peter, VK7KPC, had obtained a Raspberry Pi case with VESA mounting and assembled it onto a suitable monitor. This resulted in a very compact all-in-one computer. The primary reason for this activity was because of the gradual attrition of the fleet of elderly computers used at each JOTI event. The Raspberry Pi modifications represent a significant hardware upgrade with a view to the eventual complete replacement of the bulky and heavy older units. Replacement can be made as funds become available. Space saving for storage is another benefit. Peter had the prototype running Whisper software quite happily. Trevor, VK7TB, and Andre, VK7ZAB, were in conference with regard to the reference frequency generation for Trevor's HF transceiver. As mentioned last week, Trevor has prototyped a DDS, and Andre has developed the Arduino programming to synthesize the required frequency. a task made difficult as the reference is not a whole number. Discussion then drifted away from technical topics, and with participation from Colin, VK7ZCF, Ebenezer, VK7AT, and Bernie, VK7BR, a full-scale analysis of the recent local government elections ensued, often heated in places. Radios are not the only subjects to come under the microscope at these meetings. Norm, VK7Kilo Tango November, brought along a new Anytone AT778UV dual-band transceiver he'd taken delivery of for Peter, VK7SP. Peter's due back in Tassie from Switzerland soon, so Idris, VK7ZIR, and Andre will look at the radio's programming requirements for him. Kevin, VK7KJL, and Simon, VK7SRM, were on the computers again, this time with an internet problem. Peter, VK7PD, was conducting his weekly class, this time in the new training room off the main hall. The room has been fitted out with a wall-mounted whiteboard and a computer with large monitor, as well as having a padded bench seat for the students. At the end of the evening, Peter expressed his approval and commented on how quiet it was compared to their previous quarters. Future additions will include a pin board and some shelving. All in all, another great night, Idris concludes. Thanks, Idris. Now looking just slightly further ahead. And can you help? I still haven't been advised if Robin has yet heard from anyone, so we'll run this item again. Long-time NTARC member Robin Howard, VK7RH, finds himself without transport to the Myena Hamfest on the 17th of November, as his friend, who had offered to drive him, has had to cancel for medical reasons. Robin wonders whether any other NTARC member might have space for him and a folding wheelchair in his or her vehicle. If you can help, please email the secretary at either of the following email addresses: ypmaxwell@bigpond.com or ntark.emails@gmail.com, or let us know on today's callback and we'll put you in touch with Robin. Robin's happy to contribute towards fuel costs for the trip. And now, on to coming events. The November General Meeting. This is a final reminder that this will be a barbecue meeting to be held on Saturday the 10th. The barbecue will commence at noon, with the meeting to follow on at 1400 or 2 p.m. This will be the last meeting of the year, and one of the major topics to be discussed will be the 2019 membership fees. Membership expires on the 31st of December, and once the fees have been set for 2019, renewal notices will be sent to your email address or postal address, whatever is held on record. So please note your diary and come along and have your say about what the fee should be for 2019. Technical sessions. The next of these nights takes place on Wednesday evening the 14th of November from 7:30 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. at the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie. Coffee mornings are normally held every Monday and Friday at the NTARC club rooms. Catch-up time is from 10 a.m. till noon. Tomorrow, Monday the 5th of November, is Recreation Day and a public holiday in the north, but the club rooms will be open, so why not pop along and catch up with the latest happenings? Please remember that aside from the good company, freely offered philosophical views, maybe less than expert political analysis, tall tales and a genuinely good fare on offer, these coffee events are normally a good opportunity to collect your QSL cards. Currently we do not have any cards awaiting collection. Please demonstrate your appreciation of all the effort that goes into operating the club and its facilities and other services that we provide by joining us at these sessions, enjoying the company, coffee and the cake, and leaving a gold coin or two or even a small banknote in the jar to assist in our ongoing operations. And finally, as always, I look forward to seeing you all at Rochalie. A reminder to all members that if you have any items of news that you would like added to the weekly roundup, then please email me at either of the following addresses: ypmaxwell@bigpond.com or ntark.emails@gmail.com. And that's 73 from Yvonne, VK7FYMX, the Secretary of NTARC Incorporated. You're listening to VK7WI, and this is the VK7 Amateur Radio News Broadcast. And now, moving down the state and news from the south, Radio and Electronics Association of Southern Tasmania, Incorporated. and the Reist car boot sale. We hope that after the broadcast you will be jumping in your car and joining us at the Reist car boot sale and barbecue. With the planned Tasman Highway closure cancelled again, the excuse of can't go due to traffic issues is well and truly gone. We're expecting to have all sorts of radio and electronic equipment on offer, and this is a great way to reduce, reuse and recycle. If you want to come up for a bit of a chat and some food, the barbecue will be starting off at around lunchtime with hamburgers and sausages at just $2. Clayton also advises that those who have DMR radios may like to come up and have their radios programmed with a new code plug that will have the new VK7RAD repeater settings programmed in. It promises to be a great day, and we look forward to seeing you there. November presentation, portable operations. I think we can all agree that the weather this week has for the most part been more like outside weather, and our hobby now has some great ways to get active outside. Reist's next presentation on Wednesday, November the 7th, will see a panel of experts talk on going portable with the hobby, from preparing for a successful field trip to lessons learnt from less than successful expeditions. This evening will be definitely one for anyone who likes taking their radio out of the house. We look forward to seeing you there at 7:30 p.m. Membership's now due. Once again, it's that time of the year when 2018 subscriptions expire. That's on the 31st of December, in fact. And 2019 subs fall due. This year, the annual fee remains at $35 and, as always, funds the bulk of Reist's yearly operations. Due to some issues with membership this year, we request that all members renewing along with paying their fee either fill out a renewal form at the club rooms or fill out the online renewal form on the Reist website link at the text edition or in the text edition. This is important as this year we have had instances of money being paid but have been unable to determine who has paid it. Current accepted forms of payment include cash, cheque or direct deposit. Credit card facilities are only available in person, i.e. with a card reader, but not online this year. And that's signed Ben Short, VK7BEN, the Reist Secretary. Experimenters Night Wrap-Up. Another hive of activities with the hint of world record. Murray, VK7ZMS, and son Ben were working on an Arduino-based antenna rotator controller. This controller has been built and programmed from scratch by Murray. Justin, VK7TW, connected, configured, and tested the last elements of the K3NG-based Arduino azimuth elevation controller. The position encoders now work, and the buttons on the front panel function. This controller has a GPS module for accurate time, date and location, along with rotary position encoders down to 0.1 of a degree and rotator controller coding to imitate Yaesu and EasyCom rotators via external control using the USB port on the Arduino. It can auto-track the sun and moon along with a range of other functions. This controller will be used to track the moon with Justin's EME azimuth elevation mount. Scott, VK7HSE, was in to help with some DMR handheld programming with Ben, VK7BEN. Richard, VK7ZBX, and Larry, VK7WLH, undertook some testing using the club's FT991A and WSJTX to test the Doppler shift functionality whilst transmitting. The testing was with Rex, VK7MO, who was home. Unfortunately, the FT991 will not change frequency whilst transmitting, and this can present some issue with EME for adjusting Doppler shift. This limitation means that the other station needs to do full Doppler shift adjustment instead of constant frequency on the moon Doppler tracking. Rex then came down to the club rooms and gave a presentation on his recent world record to the experimenters. This was an in-depth presentation on the logistics and technical aspects, including the findings on low-angle atmospheric attenuation, which is groundbreaking research. Thanks, Rex. Another great night of experimentation. We go into recess for 2 weeks, as next week is a presentation night. See you again on the 14th of November from 7:30 p.m. And that's 73 from Justin, VK7TW. REAST Foundation Training and Assessment Day. The next Foundation Training and Assessment Day is on the 22nd of December from 9 a.m. Please contact Reg, VK7KKK, if you're interested in attending the day. Check out the REAST website or Facebook page for events. So if you're interested, please contact Reg on his email address, assessor@reast.asn.au, or you can phone him on his mobile, 0417 391 607. That's 0417 391 607. And that's 73 from Reg, VK7KKK. And now regular VK7 gatherings and events over the coming months. Regular gatherings. SOTA Group, Monday and Friday, coffee sessions from 10:30 a.m, Glebe Gardens Cafe, 166 Henry Street in Launceston. NTARC, Monday and Friday, coffee sessions from 10 a.m, technical sessions on Wednesdays from 7:30 p.m. until 10:30 p.m. in the club rooms, Archer Street, Rochalie in Launceston. REAST, Wednesday afternoon group, meets from noon, and the experimenters' nights from 19:30 in the Queen's Domain club rooms. REAST Microwave QSO Party, following after the Sunday broadcast on 1296.1 MHz FM. Events. REAST, 4th of November, radio and electronics car boot sale and barbecue from 10 a.m. right after this broadcast and through until 2 p.m. REAST, 7th of November, portable operations forum from 7:30 p.m. in the Queen's Domain club rooms. NTARC, 10th of November, November General Meeting and Barbecue Meeting. Barbecue from noon and then the meeting from 2 p.m. in the club rooms in Rochalie. Worldwide, the 11th of November is the centenary of Armistice, the 11th hour of the 11th month, 1918. VK7, 17th of November, the Myina Hamfest, Myina Community Hall. NWTR and the TVG on the 1st of December, General Meeting and Loop Antenna Presentation, Leven District Scout Hall, and that's 73 Alexander Road in Ulverston. A reminder to those people rostered for next week's broadcast. Your newsreader will be Peter, VK7PD. Repeaters, REAST, NTARC and NWTR and the TVG. 80 metres, VK7TPE. 40 metres, VK7JGD. 20 metres, VK7ALH. 10 metres, VK7VKT. DMR, VK7RCR on channel 3809, presented by VK7ZCR. This broadcast is repeated on Tuesday nights at 8 p.m. on repeaters VK7RTC in the south and VK7RAA in the north. Thanks to all the people and organisations that have assisted with this broadcast. And that, in fact, concludes our VK7 Amateur Radio News broadcast for this week. Next week, the National WIA News can be heard at 0900 hours, followed by the VK7 Amateur Radio News at 0930 hours. Items for the broadcast can be emailed to vk7arnews@gmail.com. Further information about the broadcast can be found at the VK7 Amateur Radio News Groups.io group. The deadline for items is 2100 on Friday prior to the Sunday of the broadcast. VK7WI is now closing, but will reopen shortly for callbacks and relay reports. Callbacks will be taken on the frequency to which you are listening. Relay stations will use their own call signs during the callback. From the VK7 Amateur Radio News, it is 73s from yours truly, Mike, VK7 Foxtrot Bravo.